Unit 5, So Deep, So Cold, page 150. Now read 1.
The Snow Goose, adapted from a story by Paul Gallico. Part 1. One spring in the 1930s, a man named Philip Ryader appeared and bought the lighthouse and the marshland on the Essex coast of England. No one knew where he came from. The only creatures that lived on the marsh were the geese, ducks, and wild birds. Philip lived in the lighthouse alone. He had no family or friends. Every 2 weeks, he went into the nearby fishing village to buy supplies. The people in the village were suspicious of Philip. He had no friends, and besides, he was a hunchback. People said he was ugly and turned away from him. After a few years, the villagers got used to him. But for them, Philip was always the strange man that lived in the lighthouse in the marsh. But Philip was so much more than that. His heart was filled with kindness and understanding. He drew beautiful pictures of nature, and he was an excellent sailor. He used to take his boat out to sea for several days, looking for different kinds of birds to draw. He was a friend to all wildlife, and they returned his friendship. No one could hunt birds on Philip's land. Philip lived his life with his birds, his paintings, and his boat. About 3 years after Philip moved to the lighthouse, a 12-year-old child slowly wandered up to his house. She was dirty, shy, and nervous. In her arms, she was carrying a large white bird. The bird's feathers were bloody. She didn't know Philip, but she had heard stories about a scary man who lived in the lighthouse. Everyone said he knew how to heal injured animals. When Philip opened the door, the child panicked. She thought of turning and running, but the man spoke to her in a deep, kind voice. "What is it, child?" The girl stepped forward and put the bird in his arms.
"I found it, sir. It's hurt. Is it still alive?"
"Yes, yes, I think so." Philip looked at the bird and asked, "Child, where did you find it?"
"In the marsh, sir, where some men were hunting. What is it, sir?"
"It's a snow goose from Canada. It's unusual to see these kinds of birds around here."
"Can you heal it, sir?" she asked.
"Yes, yes," said Philip. "Her wing is broken, but she's not badly hurt. In the spring, she'll be able to fly again."
The girl was glad. She turned to leave.
"Wait," Philip cried. "What is your name, child?"
"Fritha."
"Will you come back tomorrow to see how the bird is getting along?"
"Yes," she replied, before running out of the door. All winter, Fritha came to see the bird. Then one June morning, the snow goose flew off. She was flying home to Canada. After the snow goose left, Fritha stopped visiting Philip. He was alone again. The seasons passed. Then, one fall, the snow goose returned to the lighthouse. After that, the bird returned every fall until she never flew away again. The bird used to wander freely in and out of Philip's studio while he was creating his beautiful paintings. Fritha often came to visit. She was no longer frightened. From Philip, she learned all about the wild birds in the marsh.